diets. How do you trust any of them? Which ones are going to work best for you? Well, today's a lucky day, because in today's weekly dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz, we're taking a look at the consciousness calibrations of a wide variety of diets. And we're not going to discuss, you know, like branded ones like Weight Watchers or Atkins as an example. We're going to look more at the type of diet, which we'll get to in just a second. So, hey there, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host of your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz that you can find on the YouTube channel at TrumpeterOfTruthTV.com or podcast at TrumpeterOfTruthRadio.com. This is the place to discover what I call the foundational basics and essential understandings for raising your level of consciousness and building a better life. And I support this intention by putting power and truth into context based on the consciousness research by Dr. David R. Hawkins and his map of consciousness, which is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate potential. So today we're taking a look at your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness Quiz, which I like to do once a month. It's fun to do these quizzes to help you kind of align truth and put things into context so you can start to kind of shore up your energy field and your own level of consciousness by understanding where true power and real truth exist. So today we're looking at diets. And this was so fascinating to take a look at. So I want to look at the consciousness calibration of some basics, which is food. Food in general has a consciousness calibration, I think, of 205, which, to no surprise, is positive aspect-oriented and constructive, because, of course, the body needs food to fuel itself. At the level of consciousness we're at, the body by food and care of itself. To be healthy, and this is optimal health, calibrates at 360 on the map of consciousness. This is huge. It's a huge leap up just from food to be healthy. And to put it all in kind of perspective, 85% of the planet calibrates below 200. So 85% of the planet is likely unhealthy on, you know, in one regard or another. So to understand and put into context, solid health, like radiant health, vibrant health, calibrates at a very high level at 360. So I want to take a look at different diets and how they assist you in having a healthy, happy life. So today we're going to look at a pescatarian diet, which is primarily seafood and vegetables. A vegan diet, a raw vegan diet, a vegetarian diet, a paleo diet, and a keto diet. And I'm going to kind of describe which each one of those is so that you understand. You may not know what all of these are. And the last one is called Buddhist vegetarianism, which is pretty interesting. Buddhism is one of the highest levels of consciousness you can align with in the 900s. Like Zen Buddhism is in the 900s. You couldn't be more pristine in your alignment with divinity and higher consciousness and enlightenment for that matter. So it's just good to know that as opposed to Catholicism, or which is a pretty well-known religion, the calibration of Catholicism, I think, is like in the low 500s, as opposed to Buddhism and Hinduism, which is in the 800-900 realm, super high consciousness, those two particular spiritual pathways. So it's just good to know. So let's take a look at, first of all, before I give you the calibrations, I want you to think about it, feel your way into it, and this is how I assist you in aligning your energy field with the truth. Like, what's the truth of anything? And get the hell out of your head thinking you know everything. Because most of us don't. 85% of us think we know something, and in actuality, we really don't. So this is where humility comes in, to accept that you don't know it all. You may think you do, and there may be some guru telling you they know it all, when in fact they don't. So it's super helpful to understand what's really true about food and diet. So I do want to take a look at different types of diets, and I'm going to go to the Merriam-Webster dictionary and take it straight from there and not make it up in my head. So let's take a look at pescatarian, which I already told you what that is. Pescatarian diets. Pescatarian. Let's see if it'll give me pescatarians. Let's look at a pescatarian. All right. One whose diet includes fish but no other meat. So that's what it says in the dictionary. The diet includes fish but no other meat. That's a pescatarian. So it doesn't exclude anything else. You can eat veggies and beans and rice and whatever else you want to be a pescatarian. Although I do want to look at Wikipedia, see what they say about a pescatarian diet, because it may be something slightly different as opposed to just a pescatarian. Hold tight while I look at this. Pescatarianism is a practice of using seafood as the only source of meat in a diet. Okay, that is otherwise vegetarian. Okay, so it's kind of like a vegetarian diet, but the only source of meat is fish. Let's look at a paleo diet. See what the difference between that is and pescatarian. So paleo diet, I'm not really sure what the paleo diet is. That's not telling me there. Let's see. Let's look at a paleo diet in the dictionary. Didn't tell me in paleo diet in the dictionary. Okay, so according to Merriam-Webster, it's a diet approximating that of a hunter-gatherer of the Paleolithic period and consists mainly of pre-agricultural foods such as lean meats, fish, veggies, fruit, nuts, and seeds, and strictly limiting foods such as dairy products, legumes, grains, potatoes, and refined sugar, which did not exist prior to the development of agricultural practices. So that's a paleo diet, okay? Something that existed naturally in nature before the, you know, human industrial revolution became more involved in processing food. And the last one is a keto, well, no, not the last one. We'll look at vegan too, so everyone understands what vegan is. A ketogenic diet is a diet that supplies large amount of fats, moderate amounts of proteins, and minimal amounts of carbohydrates, and that is undertaken for weight loss or to control seizures in treatment-resistant epilepsy. So a note, as the body is deprived of carbohydrates in a ketogenic diet, insulin secretion drops and glycogen stores in the body become depleted. The body then enters a state of nutritional ketosis, where ketone bodies formed by the metabolism of fatty acids replace glucose as a primary energy source. So that's the keto diet. It can be restrictive and requires that you carefully measure out the various macronutrients like fat, protein, and carbohydrates to keep your body in ketosis and gain the benefits of the diet. So that's a ketogenic diet. Let's look at vegetarianism. I'm pretty sure everyone knows what that is, but let's see what the dictionary says. And we'll all get up to speed on exactly what it is. Vegetarianism. It's living on a vegetarian diet, which, hello. All fruits and veggies, nuts and seeds, likely. Let me just see what else it says. Vegetarian. So vegetarian, not containing meat, consisting wholly of vegetables, fruits, grains, nuts, and sometimes eggs or dairy products. So it's not a big part of it, but sometimes it can include eggs or dairy. Let's see what a vegan one is. Let's see. I mean, I know what it is, but let's like say it out loud so we all know right from the dictionary what it is. Vegan. It's a strict vegetarian who consumes no food, such as meat, eggs, or dairy products that come from animals. So no food from animals is vegan. And it can also be one who abstains from using animal products such as leather. So abstaining from the use of animals in any way is a vegan. Now, the last one was raw veganism, which is essentially you don't consume any meat, eggs, or dairy products, and everything that you eat vegetarian-wise is eaten raw, not cooked. So those are the ones that we're looking at today. So let me repeat the list again so that you can know what we're looking at today. We're looking at, first of all, healthy in general calibrates at 360 on the map of consciousness, which is a super high level of consciousness. This is likely where your Olympians would calibrate in regards to their health. They're as healthy as they can be, is 360. We're looking at a vegetarian diet, a vegan diet, a raw vegan diet, Buddhist vegetarianism, that's interesting, a keto diet, a paleo diet, and a pescatarian diet. So which of those do you think is of highest consciousness? And while you're considering that, this is my opportunity to plug the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which is a place to where you will find consciously curated and created content just like this that's intended to raise your level of consciousness and align you with a more fulfilling, loving, happy, healthy. And I encourage you to go on over there and subscribe to either our notifications every time a post comes out, our email, so you'll be up to date on all the consciously curated online events from specialists from all over the world on a wide variety of topics like diet, self-healing, energy medicine, shamanism, sound healing, topics that are kind of mind, body, spirit, health, holistic and alternative related. But again, my intention is to make sure we're aligning with teachers and content that are of higher consciousness because there's so much crap out there that is below 200 on the map of consciousness that ain't going to help you at all. You'll also find online courses that are already ready to go. You don't have to watch an event to get into the course. You can just take the course and on whatever topic you want to come up to speed on. Lots of spiritually minded courses as well. And interesting, your weekly dose of higher consciousness videos and podcasts you'll find there also. So check out the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com. I think you'll find it super helpful. And that particular website and the podcast and video cast have been calibrated as to their level of consciousness, which is anywhere between 325 and 350 on the map of consciousness, which I didn't calibrate. I asked someone else to calibrate so I can remove my little mind from the results, just to be assured that my intentions are aligned with my intentions. Are they really aligned? Apparently they are. So it's a good idea to align with content and content providers that are of higher consciousness if you really want to make changes in your life. So that's my overall intent for these podcasts, video casts, and the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com. All right, so back to the consciousness calibrations in today's quiz. Which one do you think is of highest consciousness? What do you think? Should I start from the low to the high or the high to the low? I think I'll start with the highest level today. So I said that 360 is like vibrant, radiant health. That's the level of consciousness of healthy. That's as high as it gets, right? That's in regards to the health of the body. 360, that's the level of consciousness that you would aspire to and intend to align with, which I do all the time. My intention is to align with healthy at a high level at 360 on the map of consciousness. So that's what we're shooting for, gang. So the diet with the highest level of consciousness is Buddhist vegetarianism. And this level of consciousness all of these calibrations, just so you know, came from a site I subscribe to called consciousnesscalibrations.com. And I have no financial interest in this site. I just understand the consciousness and the intention of the creator of that site, who is serious about aligning with highest truth and aligning with the teachings of Jesus Christ, Buddha, and Dr. David R. Hawkins, who are our avatars that came to us in consciousness to help us in numerous ways in our own evolution of consciousness. So, in any event, I trust consciouscalibrations.com as a source. And Buddhist vegetarianism is the highest level of consciousness diet at 360 on the map of consciousness. And he said, suggestive of prayerful intent and spiritual context. So, vegetarianism calibrates at 202 on the map of consciousness, which is about, food in general. It's positively oriented, it's constructive, it's helpful to the body, vegetarianism. But when you have prayerful intent and spiritual context in regards to what you consume and put in the body and love and appreciate, it's like a gratitude for the meals that are prepared and whatever it is that you want to align with is suggestive of this very high level of consciousness as a diet. The next level of consciousness is pescatarian diet, which is only eating fish or seafood as a source of your meat. Calibrate 355 on the map of consciousness. And when I saw that, I'm like, holy crow, I'm switching to fish. So that's the next one, the next one up, so that is in regards to higher consciousness. That's a super high level of consciousness to align with that and to switch your diet to a pescatarian diet. Next up is ketogenic at 245 on the map of consciousness, which is a powerful, constructive level of consciousness and helpful to the body at 245. And the body calibrates at 205, so anything above that is helping the body in a big way, especially if you accept it and believe it and are willing to accept that this is the truth. So a ketogenic diet calibrates at 245, which is heavy on the fats, which is super interesting. And then the paleo diet calibrates at 240. So it's not as powerful and aligned as the ketogenic one, certainly not as powerful and aligned as the pescatarian one at 355. And understand that these calibrations are logarithmic. So pescatarian diet is 10 to the 355th power. Paleo diet, which is 10 to the 240th power, or even the keto at 10 to the 245th power. They're quantum leaps between each other. So you could throw out the paleo and the keto altogether and go straight to the pescatarian if you wanted to. It's a much higher alignment with being healthy at a high level at 360. So I told you vegetarianism is at 202, which is very interesting that the diets with the meat in them are a quantum leap above simply a vegetarian diet. except for the Buddhist vegetarianism. And I think it may have to do with the Buddhist intent to not kill anything, right? It's likely Buddhists, don't want to kill animals or ingest animals, possibly. I don't know if that's a spiritual context. Same, although, Native Americans honor their kills. If they kill a buffalo or a cow or whatever, they honor that creature for providing the nourishment that they need. That's kind of what, a prayer is, to raise the level of consciousness of what you're eating. So the Native American diet may be full of meats, and it's a combination of all of it, the Native Americans, in the past. And that prayerful intent would bring them up to this high level of 360 of being healthy because of that prayer and understanding and appreciation for life and all that life brings for us to sustain life. So I think that's kind of what it's suggesting. Now, these last two are very interesting. A vegan diet calibrates at 195 on the map of consciousness, which is of lower consciousness. It's counterproductive, it's destructive by nature, and it's not helpful to the body. It's lower than the body, right? 195 is lower than the body, and the body's at 205. So I think what's getting, and raw vegan is even lower at 185. So I think what's going on here energetically is that 185 and 195 are in the energy fields of righteous pride and perfectionism. And thinking that perfectionism is a low level of consciousness. So you want to let go of that. And this is where, when you decide to align with the truth, you're like, okay. And when I read this, I'm like, all right, I can let go of vegan and raw vegan, which I have no interest in anyway, which is interesting. I can let go of just pure vegetarianism and accept that meats are helpful to the body and to life in general. They're life-sustaining, they're highly constructive and helpful to life, any type of meat. So that's it for today's weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz. I hope you found that as interesting and enlightening as I did. And I'm officially a pescatarian with the intention of being loving and grateful and thankful for everything that comes, I ingest, right? Really boost that pescatarianism up with prayerful intent, love, and appreciation. So today, the action you can take is to decide, what do I, if you love red meats and stuff, go with it. Go with the paleo diet. Or back off, some of the red meats you may eat, or the chicken or fish, chicken or whatever other types of meat you're eating. And just go with seafood, because that's the highest level of consciousness to align with. Though, it all depends on, it's about balance and quantity and intent. You can shift that intent, that loving intent and gratitude. If you love vegan, be grateful and loving and accepting of all that it is, but understand it's not necessarily the best for the body. So there's a spiritual workaround, which I'm not going to get into today. As you get into understanding higher levels of consciousness, everything can be trumped with spiritual intent. And what Dr. Hawkins, his favorite affirmation is to say, I am an infinite being, which calibrates at true at a huge level of consciousness, right? Infinite. It can't be measured, the truth of that. I am an infinite being. I'm no longer subject to lower consciousness on anything. Like, I'm no longer subject to the lower consciousness of veganism. Let it go. Enjoy the vegan meals if you like, but let go of thinking that, it's the ultimate way, because it's not when you're operating from lower levels of consciousness. So you got to let go of righteousness and pride and perfectionism. So again, if you find these weekly dose of higher consciousness quiz helpful, or any of this stuff, I do it once a month, you'll want to subscribe to the YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com or my podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. Thanks for joining me. Next week, I'm talking about a particular, is the main topic week, so I get into main topics. Oh, and it's a good one. This is what I'm doing next week. I love this topic. I discovered it in consciousnesscalibrations.com, the topic. It's the 12 Forgotten Principles of Public Health. And I thought this is a great topic to cover right now because there's so much misinformation and politicalization of COVID, as an example. The CDC can't necessarily be trusted. The government, for sure, operates from lower consciousness and lacks integrity in general. So this is going to be a great topic I'm going to cover next week because it calibrates at 455 on the map of consciousness, which is huge, right? When the government and most of what it shares is 200 or below, this particular piece of content that calibrates at 455 is incredibly significant to hear about, align with, and understand. So that'll be next week's main topic on your weekly dose of higher consciousness. I'll see you then. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.